strike wave is back, and growing NSSN action summit to demand union coordination. Rob Williams, Socialist Party National Trade Union and Workplace Organizer. The mourning period for the Queen acted as a pause button for the strike wave that grew over the summer. The localized disputes that have been developing for the last year have been joined over the last few months by National Action on the Rails, BT and Royal Mail. The Trades Union Congress, TUC, postponed its congress that was due to take place from November 14 September, at a key moment as public sector unions started to move to industrial action ballots on pay. But this has only been put on temporary hold. In fact, the rescheduled TUC Congress in Brighton on 18-20 October will be held as many of those ballots happen. Moreover, the strikes will be back on. On the 30th of September, 115,000 CWU members in Royal Mail will recommence their action, and the next day 50,000 rail workers will join them in RMT and ADOLF. And the 1st of October will also see 2,500 dockers in Liverpool and Felixstowe in the midst of their weeks of action. These strikes will be taking place during 10 days of action being taken by UKE members and 26 further education colleges, as well as rolling action by UNISON members in over 20 universities. In addition, local strikes, such as the New Umban workers, have started again, and have been escalated. The TUC's lobby of Parliament has been shifted as well, from the 19th of October to Wednesday the 2nd of November. Its timing lends itself even more to be a vital platform to build coordinated strike action. Midweek demo. The TUC and the unions must mobilize to make it a mass midweek demonstration that can reach out to all workers fighting the cost of living crisis and working class people facing huge energy prices. The proposal by Chancellor Kwasi Kwarteng to remove the caps on bankers' bonuses shows their priority to protect profits at the expense of workers' pay. And if Truss moves to implement her threatened new anti-union measures, the unions should prepare to call a 24-hour general strike as a first response. The National Shop Stewards Network, NSSN, has rearranged its pre-TUC Congress event to Sunday the 16th of October. The push into autumn makes this even more important. It is now an action summit to bring together striking union reps and members or those moving into action to demand that the unions coordinate action so that millions of workers across the private and public sectors, all struggling to keep a roof above their families' heads, can strike together. The death of the Queen held up the strikes. But the first actions and comments of Truss's Tory government have shown, like Cover did, that there is no such thing as national unity in this crisis. The choice is simple: workers' jobs and wages or the profits of the fat cat employers. That's what faces the unions now,